106.1.
Living that healthy lifestyle show. It's divine. It's your empowerment time.
Hey, everybody. So happy, happy Tuesday. Happy self-healing Tuesday. How is everybody out there today? I am doing fantastic. I just got back from seeing my grandkids in a freezing Iowa. But thank you for tuning in to Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show with Carrie Kay. I appreciate you guys tuning in every Tuesday at 3 o'clock. And I just want to thank Dawn Reese for her amazing miracle network that she does, and how she's helped me to build my career. We've got so many fun, fascinating things coming up on Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show in the future, and I am so excited today because I have a special guest on, and Christopher was on my show about 6 months ago. So we've been doing a trial on these activation patches to see what would happen 6 months from the time Christopher started using them to up until this point. And so I'm going to let him talk a little bit about where he was. So Christopher, thank you for being on the show today.
Yep.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And Christopher and I met because we're involved in something that is amazing.
It is.
And
it
Christopher,
really is.
I'd really like for you to just explain a little bit about you, your background with what happened to you as a child and how you were, misdiagnosed as you actually had MS.
Yep.
And you were misdiagnosed with something else. Spinal
meningitis.
Right, spinal meningitis.
Spinal meningitis.
So when you were on the show last, we had used these activation patches.
Yeah.
And it was just fairly like just got started on them.
Yeah.
So what have you actually seen? And then tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll get into the science of how the product works.
All right. Do you want me to begin at childhood and move forward? Okay.
Yeah.
When I was very young, like 3 through 10, I would say, I lived in Pensacola with my mom and my stepfather, and he was not a good man. He was a very, very bad person, and he would beat me on a regular basis. Like, he broke my nose, I think twice, and that's how I got the little scar on my nose. And
your story is really amazing. Yeah. What you've been through.
Well, then he would also rape me and my stepsister, his daughter, and I was told by the police, if you want to get away from him, you're going to want to keep that to yourself. And I was like, okay, because I needed a corroborating witness, and she wasn't agreeing with me at the time. I've talked to her since. Everything has turned around. Vindication, really, when she called. But from the beatings and the regular drownings and all of that, you do damage to a kid's brain. That's game. It's over. But when I was about 11, I couldn't lift my body up, and my dad thought I was sick. My friend was there, and then they took me to the hospital. And for about 3 days, it wouldn't change. And that's when they figured out that I was drug resistant. Morphine didn't work, so they had to shoot me full of Dilaudid, and that was an interesting experience. But we went from that, and they said that I had possible spinal meningitis. But again, I was 11 years old, and if you've ever seen an 11-year-old little kid, they get hurt, they bounce back. So after a couple of days, I came back and went on about my life, not knowing that I had multiple sclerosis. So I did nothing to prevent, like, I played football, I was a wrestler, I worked as security for several years, and I had added concussions to what had already been done, and I did nothing to prevent it, basically. And when I was 23, 24, right before I took my last concussion working as a security guard at a Kenny Chesney concert, actually. And a guy hit me with a lot of rocks in the head. He gave me a headache, and then the next day I couldn't get up. Like, I couldn't move my legs, I couldn't...
So your MS was self-inflicted?
Well, yes.
Wow.
Like, outwardly, yes.
I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. That I'm working with abuse people that, you know, that have been abused, and I am one that was abused too as a child, and we all go through things as children that we shouldn't, right? So, but wow, your story is just really, yeah, you've come through a lot.
I've definitely been through the ringer, I could say that, but it's all just to move forward. You have to get up every day.
Amen.
And try to change it. That's the best part about it. Every day you
and
have
then,
a chance
and
to
then,
change
so,
it.
And then, so Christopher, you've actually gone through being on medication too, when you didn't really know about the holistic things that were out there that were available to you. There's a lot of holistic ways that are available to us.
That is very true, but I did actually know about the alternative treatments, and the ones that really rung out to me in my head were stem cells and stem cell activation patches, which I looked into, which was another bump in the road, because I found out that my dad liked to rob me blind.
Like, oh no!
Completely.
Well, wasn't it injections that you were actually looking into, but you couldn't afford them?
Well, I actually raised that money.
Well, that's
on a charity, and then he ended up taking it. But yeah, that was the most aggressive way to attack the disease that I have, and it's not just it's a specific type of MS, and I can't ever pronounce it, but my lesions in my brain, which is what it's called for anybody that doesn't know, or maybe you know somebody with MS, but the lesions in my brain grow like tumors. So some are like benign tumors and some aren't like benign tumors, but I haven't seen any progression since I've started using the patches, and it's helped in a lot of ways.
Well, that is so awesome. I know I've been on them for a year. I also have some really amazing story being hit by the school bus and them regenerating my back. Basically, though, I'd really like to tell our viewers a little bit about how you believe that this science is working. I also want to let you viewers know that this is a patch. It's non-transdermal. It's nothing that's going in your skin. It's made with the salt crystals of Himalayan salt crystals, amino acids, a little sugar, and a little water. And it's amazing how this whole ingredient in this patch that creates the light from the sun, and then we get vitamin D. But the way the body works is the copper peptides start building. So tell us a little bit about what you experienced wearing this patch for 6 months. And what has happened from the time you put it on, which was amazing, and then up until this point where you're at right now, if you don't mind sharing that with our viewers.
Well, I don't. I'll let you know. On the second day, I actually got to walk to the corner store, which is about a mile from my house. I had a cane. I was on a cane because I was still very wobbly. I am still wobble. I weeble and wobble, but I don't fall down. that's the rhyme, right? Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Right.
But it's more like I'm a baby trying to relearn where my legs go. Like before, after you learn how to walk, it's automatic, right? You can get up, you can just, you don't think about it, but I have to think about it, where I'm placing my foot and make sure that it's up. And, you know, it's a lot of work just to walk, but I am actually getting to walk without the cane now.
Amen.
And anybody with multiple sclerosis, you might not know yet, but bathroom problems, bladder control issues, and continence, incontinence. That's the word, right, for taking a boom boom. That's what I'm saying. That would happen a lot. I don't know how adult we can get on this one, but this is my life, my
medical
life.
Oh, yes, go ahead and share your story. It's okay.
I'm letting you know that I am not on any medications for multiple sclerosis. I've been taken off of 6 different medications because of the negative side effects. It affects your brain because it is a neurological disorder, and they're trying to alter brain chemistry when you take that medication. And they all worked, but the side effects always have suicidal thoughts and tendencies. And that's what happened. And every time it happened, I told my doctor, and he took me off the medication immediately, and it went right. It was a straight downslide off of the chemical medication that would make me sick and mess with my brain. When they took me off of it, it was like complete reversal, going 100% backwards, making it 100 times worse. And with this activation patch, it is not doing that. And I wanted to let you guys know, for the bladder control issues, I know I got off a bit, but for the bathroom issues, I don't have that problem anymore. I do not have a cane with me right now. The first time I came, I had a cane.
Yes, you did. I remember that, Christopher. And another thing I remember, if you don't mind me sharing, is you couldn't shave.
No, I could not. It might not look like it if you
grow it back because it's the winter time. But I'm just saying that you literally had shared with me that you were able to shave again.
Yes, and I wish I could show you guys, because Carrie saw it and Denise saw it, but none of y'all are seeing it. But I did shave, and it wasn't bad. I don't think it was bad. I think it looked pretty good. But I did get to shave it down, and
And that's really
I didn't
hard because
yeah,
you
didn't
have
cut my face. Yeah, that was the main one.
Yeah, right. You don't want to cut your face. Yeah. So, these amazing things are happening. Like, you're sleeping better.
Oh yeah. I'm getting better sleep. Like I said, I can semi-control going to the bathroom. It's not total control. I still have multiple sclerosis. I'm not saying that I'm cured or anything, but I'm going in a much better direction.
Like, yes, I do.
I'm getting better.
Yes, I do want to definitely say that this is not a heal, cure, treat all.
Yeah.
It's definitely not. It's just a patch that you wear that activates your stem cells in your body. And we lose our stem cells at 30. We've lost 60%. Yeah. And then by the time we're 60, we've lost 90%. So by the time we're 70, we've lost all the percentage to be able to fight off disease and illness, right?
Yeah.
So tell us the science behind this little patch that you're using and that I've been using.
It has blown me away with how it works, but it's very simple. To be fair, it's a little amino acid in the patch. It's not an invasive thing. You don't have to go, like I said, like stem cell treatments. I would go get an injection into my brain. But with this one, you just put the patch on. It looks like a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. And go out and do your normal stuff. Like, it works on your body heat in the sun. So you can wear it at night. It doesn't matter. It's your natural body heat and all that. And you produce a natural, what is the word that I'm looking for? It's you produce light.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody on here should know that you
photo.
Do.
Modulation.
Yes, you produce.
Yes, I've done some research on that.
You produce the light, and you can actually heal yourself.
Yep.
So if you're a night owl, you can use it at night, but you put it on for 12 hours, and the amino acid combination, the amino acid and the sugar combo, which you don't ingest, like, it helps your body. It kickstarts creating copper peptide, the GNK copper peptide.
GHK, yeah.
GHK.
Yep, GHK copper peptide. So if you go out and do a little bit of research on that, you will find that does build your stem cells.
It reactivates.
And it does it. It reactivates them, right? Like, your older stem cells, your newer stem cells.
Puts them to work.
Yes.
Basically, it tells them to go do what you need
it
to do.
It signals them.
Yeah.
To your cells.
Yeah. Like, this part of your body is injured and you guys need to go there and actually fix it up.
And I talk about how your cells should be dancing. They should be happy cells. They really, really should. In my program, we work with mindset. We work with drinking lots of water. We healthy nutrition, exercise, and sleep. It's a five-step program to living that healthy lifestyle. And that's how I am teaching people to do those five things every single day. And that's part of it, taking care of yourself. So my patch goes on every morning for 12 hours because the body reactivates the stem cells for 12 hours, regenerates. It's so amazing. And then after the 12 hours is over,
you take it off,
which I love. I set it down and take it off. And then the next day, if I haven't wore it all night long, it's still activated for 12 more hours that I can put it on. So you do want to activate your cells for 12 hours, but you want to relax and replenish and repair.
Yeah.
Your cells for 12 hours.
It's like as if you went to the gym. You can't stay at the gym for 24 hours a day.
Yeah, right? So it's 12 hours on, 12 hours off. And you've been doing this for almost a little over 6 months, I mean. Yep. And wow, Christopher, do you remember when you did the MS walk?
Yeah, I actually made it through the MS walk. I fell down, but it was at the end of the walk.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do it
now.
You
got back up again,
though,
right?
Yeah, I got back up. It wasn't a big deal. I did wear out the gas in my legs that day. It just went like, nope, you did too much today. Remember, you got to build up. That's the whole thing. It's not a cure-all. Like she said, it's not. But
and you do have to stay married to it for 6 to 9 months, especially if you have MS. And we're not saying it's going to cure, heal, or treat anything. It's just basically opening up your cells and giving your cells the oxygen that it needs.
Well, I would say, like, why not put a, like, if you're going, hunting, why not carry, you know, extra ammunition? Like maybe
right?
The quail starts flying and you just start shooting and you didn't hit anything.
So you wear them on the back of your neck. You can wear them on your knee. You can wear them. I put them on my head when I had a headache this weekend. I looked a little funny with it on my head.
I actually have mine on my ankle and the base of my spine at the moment.
Yeah.
I move them. But does it feel really amazing when you pull it off?
Yes.
Like when you pull it out, it's like, oh.
Yeah. And then I feel like, well, I've always got a lot of energy since I started wearing them. I've been sleeping a lot more than I normally did. I'm able to relax. And when I'm active during the day, I get a lot accomplished. I'm able to focus. You know, we've found something here that is just part of the scientific part of the body. It works because our bodies are wonderfully made from God. They're wonderfully made. And we have light in our body. And it even gets more brilliant when we're out in the sun and things like that. If we don't get our vitamin D, then that's very important that we need to do that. So, all right. Well, Christopher, so what are you looking forward to? And we're going to get back on in the next 6 months after you've been on this for a year. And this technology, guys, it costs as little as $3 to $5 a day to wear this activation patch. And just the things that we are hearing, that amazing technology that is out there, I'm just so humbled to be a part of it and to help so many people. We've seen some really amazing things, too.
Well, yeah, I've seen quite a few people. I saw, what was that guy's name, Mitch?
Yeah, we had Mitch. He had a sciatic.
Sciatica,
could not sit down. He was in so much pain, and he came over to our friend's house, and we were like, well, let's try one.
Yeah, and then he was like, let me have a month.
And he wouldn't even really mind if I said this, but he was in so much pain that he wanted to end his life.
Yeah.
And that time was really difficult for him. His pain was way up over a 10, so he put it on. And then he was like, 5 minutes later, he's like, what is this? What are you doing?
He started moving.
He's like freaking out. He's like, what did you give me? And I'm just like, well, the body is reacting to the pain that you have from the light that's stimulating that area, causing those copper peptides to build immediately and the stem cells to start growing. And the process can happen putting the patch on, I've seen. So 50% of people see results, 50% of people don't within the first time they put it on. But we have seen some people put it on and things really happen too. So
I don't want to say, like, I'm not giving you a guarantee, but.
Right. There is no guarantee in this type of.
I had already gone through the ringer on stuff like certain things. You go, you're stretching. Like when you have something like this disease or even cancer patients or something like that, ALS, I actually, there's that guy that has ALS, mm-hmm. Sam's uncle or something like that, and mm-hmm. he's supposed to be on the patches now. But like things like that, like I had given up. Like this was too much. Like I had gone through so much already. Mm-hmm. I just didn't understand, you know.
But you were open. And the thing is, if you aren't open to holistic health, there is no way in your mindset starts the whole thing.
Well, I can just say, if you have a good mindset, God led me to it.
Amen.
God led me to it because I had sat and begged and pleaded.
He was on his hands and knees praying, and the Lord answered his prayers, and that's what he does. Prayer really works. It really, really works, Christopher, and you are a huge example of that.
I was already at the end, and he's like, not yet.
I have this little bitty patch that I want you to try that's amazing, that's going to give your circulation and blood flow back. Wow.
It has been an outstanding patch, I have to say that. Like I'm still fighting, but I have more ammunition.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry for making the gun reference, but I'm Southern.
That's all right.
That's how it
but
works.
Hey, so before we just have a few minutes left. So before we let you guys go today, I just wanted to see if you would shoot, you know, throw out your information of how people can, you know, people that are dealing with this MS, this disease, people, they need that support, Christopher,
well,
and you have this amazing story. So.
I would say if you're dealing with anything like that, like, I'll listen, I'll talk to you about it.
And we can get you on the patches for 9 months to a year, right?
Yeah, like we can get you feeling better.
Yes, definitely. Start building those stem cells.
Put something in your closet to, you know,
but if they wanted to get in contact with you is what I was saying. If they wanted to contact you on Facebook, can you throw out your Facebook information?
My Facebook is Christopher Rich. There are a lot of us. just to let you know, you might have to do some searching. But, it's Christopher Rich, and my phone number is 727. Oh, God, I just forgot it.
You forgot your phone number.
Oh, I remembered. 727-278. Nope, forgot it. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of it, guys. I'm really sorry.
That's okay. So, you just started on these patches, so it's going to take some time to really build that, but...
It was a brain fart. I apologize.
That's all right. So, guys, I just want to thank everybody for joining Living a Healthy Lifestyle show. And I appreciate you. You can look up your number there. And but appreciate all of our listeners, and we appreciate you on the show. We're gonna be on every Tuesday at 3:00.
Could you look up my number?
I'm actually gonna give you my number. And that way you can get in contact with Christopher. I'm Carrie K. Davis, and that's Carriekay Davis. And I'm on Facebook, and I have a show called Living a Healthy Lifestyle. So you can look it up and go on YouTube and be a subscriber to Living a Healthy Lifestyle show. And my number is 515-822-4877. That's 515-822-4877. And if you give me a call, I will get you some real support with somebody who's gone through this and they've come through it and they're doing really a lot better. So thank you, Christopher, for being on the show.
I can't wait for the year.
Right?
I can't wait for the year.
Well, what are you looking forward to seeing more results for?
Well, like I said, the first time I want to run.
And oh, wow. What a great goal.
That's impressive because I was a very large person before this.
Tell us how large.
I was, at my biggest, I was 330 pounds. But I was also security. I wasn't a big fluffy guy. I'll let you know that. But I was a lot of muscle. I could actually lift a metric ton with my legs. And I set that record at Pinellas Park High School.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And
sounds like you've lived a really, really, and you're so happy and so, like, you're blessed,
well,
you say. You say you're blessed.
Every day I get to open my eyes. Yeah. That's what the blessing is. Like, after having died a couple times, it wasn't, that's the blessing.
You had a near-death experience?
No, I died.
I got
a girlfriend at the time performed CPR because I was, like, gone for about 4 minutes because I had what's called an MS hug. We didn't get to talk about it, but it...
Well, go ahead. We have 2 minutes.
It took the air out of my lungs, and I couldn't breathe. Like, it felt like it was the muscles around my chest constricted and tightened, and I could feel my lungs pressing against my ribs.
Oh, wow.
So... stopped breathing, and my girlfriend at the time performed CPR for that 3 minutes, and
You're here.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for
a reason.
Thank you so much, Christopher, for being on and telling your amazing story. You know, people can turn your health around. You really can. It's not. Everybody thinks it's difficult, but it's really a step at a time. How do you eat an elephant, right? It's a bite at a time, you know? So I really want to thank everybody for joining. Unfortunately, the concert for Motown has been rescheduled. We will get back to you on when that is going to happen in December. But I've got some amazing events coming up that I'm going to be talking about. For all you health coaches out there, people that are helping people, that you have a business and you would like to get on 106.1 Tantalk Radio and Don Reese and Carrie Kay with Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show, I would love to promote your business or do a commercial for you. But once again, Christopher, I just appreciate your time today. And we'll see you guys next week on Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show with Carrie Kay. God bless everyone, and I'm praying for everyone right now. And
oh, yeah.
Lord,
happy
thank you. Thank you, Lord. Have a happy Thanksgiving,
there
too. Yes.
I forgot.
Praying for everyone that's out there that they will have a happy Thanksgiving. And it's turkeys. Everybody gets turkey for Turkey Day.
Just be safe.
Yes,
on
be
the
safe.
Drive for
definitely.
Traveling.
Thank you. See you next week. God bless.
Tantalk Radio, 106.1.
Living that healthy lifestyle show.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.